Self-awareness is not such a great thing. Okay. In fact, in his world, he said self-awareness is the surest road to mental illness. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now, why would he say something like that? Because what happens is people don't really understand self-awareness. And so all they're doing is becoming much more conscious of their personalities. Okay. Ooh, you know what a personality is? The Greek word of persona means mask. Okay?
Okay.
So personal development and personal growth, in many respects, is just helping people have a more functioning mask to present through life. Okay. So it's the opposite of being authentic. It's the opposite of getting to the source of a person's origin, the essence of who they are, their gifts and all of that. And so you're just whitewashing.
This week on the podcast, we have Greg Klaumenzer. He helps us look at what we're dealing with emotionally prior to developing habits and tactics for our work style and our lifestyle. Take a listen. Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for coming out of the podcast. Would you like to give us a little bit of a bio and a brief intro of what you do and who you are?
Sure. I'm a business and life coach here in Southern California, San Diego. And I've been coaching for 26 years. I'm one of the few people that thinks they invented coaching. It's been so long now. But I just happen to be early on the scene, so to speak. And what started off as professional coaching and life coaching has kind of morphed and taken on a lot of different faces. These days, I work with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and service provider professionals that are somewhat accomplished, but either they've lost their stride and are experiencing a temporary setback, or they're doing very, very well, but they're at an existential crossroads, if you will, feeling the void of their success, so to speak. And so I really help them succeed, find peace of mind, and honor their well-being along the journey. So that's kind of my my approach these days.
That's very interesting. So what kind of tactics would you say or habits that you teach these people that help them kind of get over those barriers that they're hitting now that they're either growing or they're sitting in their success and don't really know what to do with it anymore? How do you help them get over that, I guess, and move forward and continue to grow as a entrepreneur, as a business coach, as a leader?
Well, that's a great question. And for those that are just listening, I'm bald, so I've literally pulled my hair out over that question over 20 plus years looking at, well, how the heck do you help people move the needle? Mm-hmm. You know, what really, how do people actually change, you know, has been a very near and dear, a question near and dear to my heart. Like, how do people actually change? And, you know, in the beginning, I was very much into practice-based, developmental-based tactics, strategies, and habits, as you're referring to. And if you go and do a Google search, everybody and their brother is talking about habits as what causes people to change. But it really isn't. It's kind of a sleight of hands. It's that's not true. Well, you could say there might be some merit in it, but the bigger question is what comes before habits? And nobody's really asking that. Nobody's asking, well, what comes before habits?
Okay? Yeah.
And see, if a person is already discouraged or dissatisfied with their weight, their wealth, their relationships, whatever it is, and they do a habit, it's kind of like painting over a car that you're trying to restore with the rust on it. Okay.
Doesn't really work.
It doesn't really work. And that's why, you know, New Year's resolutions don't work. It's why all this stuff doesn't work, because it's not deep enough. It's not at the source of the problem, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is a lot of people that mean really well, they just keep other human beings very busy because they don't know what to do.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So they're doing more of just kind of sitting with their stuff and just kind of being in the present, but not really, what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of my mentors said it this way. This may sound really funny or strange, but you know, self-awareness is not such a great thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, in his world, he said self-awareness is the surest road to mental illness. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Now, why would he say something like that? Because what happens is people don't really understand self-awareness. And so all they're doing is becoming much more conscious of their personalities. Okay. Ooh, you know what a personality is? The Greek word of persona means mask. Okay? Okay. So personal development and personal growth in many respects is just helping people have a more functioning mask to present through life. Okay. So it's the opposite of being authentic. It's the opposite of getting to the source of a person's origin, the essence of who they are, their gifts and all of that. And so you're just whitewashing, or to be a little more vulgar, you're just gold plating bullshit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're completely disguising who you are.
Yeah.
That's super interesting.
Now to go back to your habits question, see, habits are about doing something to improve, okay? And there's a lot of business coaches. In fact, I just talked to somebody who talked to a large business coaching franchisee, and he was talking with them, and then he's talking to me because I have such great reviews. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to this guy. And I'm really glad he talked to me, and him and his wife are going to come and see me, because they're really, what I said, it really meant something to them. And what happens is a lot of traditional management consultant, business consulting is really managing activities, you know, and giving people blueprints and putting a one size fit all, you know, everybody should do this. They should start with their values and their guiding principles and their mission statements and their accountabilities and all these things. But I'll give you a really good example why some of that stuff doesn't work. Like, I have a client who spent a bunch of money for his sales team, you know, getting sales CRM tracking software. Okay.
Oh.
Well, how many of them are using it? Which points to the fact that each person is now licensed and you can't get the person to use it. So why is that? Because that people aren't looking that there's human beings in the organization. Okay. And they're not human doings. Okay. And so what happens is, The work I do is to leverage the human dimension, okay? So if people are already unmotivated, frustrated, discouraged, overwhelmed, and now you give them a really good tool, but they don't sink their teeth into it, they're already discouraged, they already feel overworked, it just feels like a burden to them. Mm-hmm. So you could say that until a salesperson or anybody on your team, until they have a healthy state of mind, you're not going to get any more performance out of them via tools, mechanics, strategies, or habits. Okay. Yeah. That a person's the health in terms of their state of mind is paramount to change. And that's the nature of the work I do, okay? So you could say, in contrast, that a lot of coaching is system-based, strategy-based, process-based, okay, doing-based. In my language, that's all prescriptions. Those are the prescriptions, the how-tos for success. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is really, really unique. And it's not just me. I didn't just come up with this. I'm part of a global community that's taken this work out to Fortune 100 companies. Okay.
Okay.
And that what we do is we help people understand the human dimension. Okay.
Okay.
I'll say it another way. We teach people how their minds work.
Okay? Very interesting.
And once that is unlocked and unleashed, what happens is there's a smooth transition and a change of management. Okay. Mm-hmm. People are communicating much better. Okay. They haven't taken personality profiles and finding out each person's weaknesses and strengths and all that. You don't do any of that. We don't teach them any communication skills. But what happens is, when people start to understand what's underneath the human dimension, you could say education is what I do. So it's education that transforms people, not habits, okay? Not prescriptions. Prescriptions don't change people. Yeah. Descriptions, the lay of the land, is where people change. So most programs are what I call information and application based, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's slow, it's hard, and it's arduous, and people don't stick to it. The nature of the work I do is insight based, understanding and realization based. So if a person doesn't realize why they're behaving in a certain way, they don't realize that they can get all kinds of profiles and all kinds of feedback from the outside, but if they don't see it for themselves, they just argue with it.
Okay? Yeah. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you help them realize who they are then on the inside?
That's a really good question. And it takes about 3 or 4 days to, I do immersions, okay,
with
teams and organizations and even the public at large. And so what happens is that people's minds have to settle down and let in something fresh and new, okay? Mm-hmm. What I share is so simple, and because it's so simple, it's easy to overlook, and it's the biggest mistake that people make, all right? Yeah. So one of the things I help people see, and they just don't see it, they don't see the role thought is playing in their management, their leadership, their productivity, their performance, and ultimately the results. They just don't see it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the training I do, I walk people through this, and most organizations or, you know, leaders are looking, you know, the reason they reach out to people like us is that most of them say we want better results in some fashion or domain, but they never really ask what drives that. In fact, they often come to us with both the problem and the prescription, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's what they'll say. We want better results and we need a consultant or a business coach to come in and really crack the whip with our team. That's in a funny way. Or they'll say we need some sort of system in place where we have more accountability. So they bring in a software system or whatever it is. And in my mind, that's glorified babysitting, whether it's in the human domain or the digital domain. It's the lowest form of coaching and the least respectful in my mind of the human being.
Okay? Yeah.
So a lot of people, they'll see something or an advertisement and say, oh, geez, well, results are low and you get them at a vulnerable spot and here's the solution. And they already had that solution in mind. So they run off and they do that, they implement it and it falls like a ton of bricks and it doesn't really work, okay?
Yeah.
Because they haven't gone deep enough into the source or the solution to the problem that they're facing, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if they ask the question, what drives results, they would find that performance drives results, okay? So there's a lot of coaching, business coaching that will work solely on result-based. So it's all about massive action and accountability. Well, it will work for a small amount of time, but it's never sustainable. And it comes with a huge cost in the personal domain, okay? Because you know what happens when you drive people and you babysit them and you stick the screws to them, they don't do so well. And so they start to compensate in behavior, i.e. drinking more than they would like to, eating more than they would like to, and finding some sort of behavior that lets them blow off some steam, because that strategy doesn't bode well and isn't respectful in the human dimension. Okay.
Yeah.
So if a person asks, well, what drives results, they end up with performance. And so now that's the second tier of coaching that's offered out there is we need better results, but we know performance is a key. We know our people are underperforming. If we could just So their solution is, and they see an advertisement, skills training is the solution, okay? Mm-hmm. So that looks like the solution to performance is we need people to get some skills, communication skills, management skills, coaching skills. So the problem is performance, and the solution looks like skills. And so people start to bring in consultants to do a class and teach them skills and whatever it is. And they mean really well, and some people might learn some stuff, but the implications of those skills are short-lived at best, and not really grounded in an ongoing integration. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. So now, if they asked, well, what drives performance? Okay. They'd get up and they'd really look with, they start looking and going, huh, that's an interesting question. Well, what drives performance is behavior, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of organizations are very onto behavior is an issue or a challenge. Employees aren't engaged, managers suck, bosses aren't treating their people too well, they're very short, whatever it is. So there's a, what you could say, a litany of behavioral issues.
Yeah.
And so what happens is now comes in executive coaching, okay? All right. And It's like, let's work with the behavior of this valued business partner, thought leader, executive, CEO, CFO, whatever it is, manager. And we're gonna hire them an executive coach to help them work on themselves, okay? In fact, now the executive coach goes in and does a 360 degree assessment. We're gonna interview, you know, five of the key people and tell me what, you know, is wrong with Bob, you know, in your opinion. So now we get a bunch of human beings in a very subjective world projecting onto Bob what they think are his weaknesses and strengths, right?
You're not wrong.
This is standard operating procedures,
uh-huh.
You know, and poor Bob just doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
You know? He doesn't have a chance, really. So in some ways, a lot of executive coaches will or organizations will send the person to a cognitive behavioral therapy. Okay.
Okay.
So they can really start looking at the way they're seeing the world and getting them to reframe that view will help them behave differently. Okay, so that's kind of the logic behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they don't ask, well, what drives behavior? Okay,
yeah.
Well, what drives behavior is an individual state of mind, okay? Another way to say that is a person's mood that they're in, okay? Another way to say that would be a person's attitude. And often a person shows up in a fixed attitude over and over and over again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that if a person's in a compromised state of mind, okay, or in an unhealthy state of mind, now it starts to make sense. Well, no wonder the person's behaving the way they're behaving.
Yeah.
No wonder they're performing the way they're performing. And no wonder we're getting the results we're going to get. Okay. So now we're actually onto something going, huh. Now the human dimension, if a person's state of mind, the health of their state of mind improves, everything else downhill follows suit. Okay. Isn't that fascinating, really?
Oh, that is fascinating.
Okay. Now, so the work I do is I help people understand the formation and the nature of state of mind. Okay, that's the work I do. And so I help people move from an unhealthy or temporarily compromised state of mind to a healthy state of mind. And a healthy state of mind, what's unique about it is it has infinite levels of health and well-being. Okay. Mm-hmm. On a physical level, our muscles can only get so big, our cardiovascular improvement can only get to such a level, whatever it is. But when we look at the overall, you could say mental health or the state of mind of a human being, it has infinite levels of health and well-being that's on offer. So it's not a single point, okay? And what happens is when managers and professionals and thought leaders actually see this for themselves, and you asked earlier, well, how do you do this? Well, I do it this way, through a conversation, through walking people through this, and taking real life situations so that they can understand and look within their own lives going, oh yeah, I was in an attitude. Oh yeah, I have been in an attitude, yeah. All right? Or a compromised state of mind.
Do you think that people aren't really receptive to it at first, or do they like push away the idea? And then once they kind of see deeper layer by layer, it's like, oh, I see it now. There's a correlation. Is that like a negative connotation in their eyes, or what is that for them?
Well, it's a really great point that you're bringing up. And I often mention it, in my workshops and my trainings, that you can always pick back up your worldview at the end of our time together. But for now, if you could set it aside, okay, yeah. And consider something new and fresh. And what's ultimately being offered here is a new paradigm, a new operating system for getting things done in the world of business that's disruptive to how people have been conditioned. But it's no different than the evolution of humanity in that at one point people thought the world was flat.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm gonna suggest that in the business world and in life, there are innocently people that believe that the world is flat in the world of business. And a flat world ends up in a linear way of moving the needle. Okay. All right. But if they really understand what's underneath the human dimension and how leveraged it is, they move into a true paradigm that the world is round. Okay. And the more people can embrace the truth, the more effortless and grace they have in terms of moving the needle for increasing productivity, improving performance, and ultimately getting better results and enjoying the ride.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, okay. I think it's just the idea of opening up your brain to something new. And a lot of the times people don't love to learn. That's another thing. They don't feel the need to learn. They're already doing it. So why do we have to expand our brain more to see new ideas? But that's so important in today's business.
Yeah. Well, what I'm doing is I'm asking people to give their how they're used to learning a break, and give their intellects a break.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I have on offer has nothing to do with the intellect.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of the human being that or birthing or drawing out, okay?
Yeah.
And you could say it's the genius within all human beings. You know, it's their every human being is sitting on innate wisdom and common sense, but they have so much respect for their intellect and information and content that they're cutting themselves off from their superpower.
That's a really good way of putting it. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And so what most people are even listening for, like when I do trainings, I have to remind people, don't listen from your intellect. You know, don't listen from your intellect. There's something in what I'm sharing that your wisdom can recognize. Okay. And it's via a feeling. Okay. I'm also a martial artist. I've been doing martial arts for 25 plus years.
Oh, wow.
I've got multiple black belts in different arts. And, you know, there's a couple sayings. One is, wherever the mind goes, the body follows.
Okay.
That's important to understand, even in business, you know. So if a person's mind is consistently troubled or focusing on problems or dissatisfied, guess what's going to happen? They're going to get dragged over the coals day after day in problematic and troublesome waters. All right. Okay. Now, what happens is when people see that that's actually the what's slowing them down, and we get them on a vertical and we go, oh, you mean a healthy state of mind will help me see opportunities everywhere, engage with my clients better, engage with my work, have more creativity. They go, oh shit, I want some of that, but they don't even know what's on the menu.
Yeah, no, they aren't even aware.
A flat world of moving the moving in the horizontal, which is very linear.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not really interested in the linear because it's not very leveraged.
Very interesting. That's awesome. All right, Greg, well, how do people get in touch with you? Do you have any resources that are available to people?
Yeah. You can find me at gregklaumenzer.com. And it's really easy to get a hold of me. You can schedule a free discovery call, and I'm happy to talk with you about a misunderstanding for yourself personally as a business owner, manager, leader, or if you're curious about how this understanding can completely transform your team, I'm happy to discuss those possibilities with people. But it's so cool because people see that they can have a lot more fun and create more with less, okay? Because what happens is when people think less, they actually do better, you know? And they kind of know it, but they always overlook it. See, a busy mind is not good for business. It's not good for business. Everybody knows that, but they forget it. They forget it. You know, if you're really, really busy and then you go home to your wife or your husband, that's going to impact that relationship. Okay. If you're really, really busy, a mind, you're not going to listen very well at the next sales meeting. You know, if you have a really busy, busy mind, you can't see opportunities that are right there in front of you. Okay. And the list goes on and on and on. People make tremendous mistakes when they have a busy mind. They underperform when they have a busy mind. So a healthy state of mind is paramount in terms of transforming any organization, any human being. It's the seed of change, if you will.
Yeah, that's super cool. I like the busy mind thing and being able to just sit and be for a minute.
Yeah.
Because we often don't get that in the business world. I find myself running from 8 a.m. to 5 every day, and who knows what happens in between there, but to reflect and all that's super important.
Well, that's really cool what you just said, because see, you can see that the sheer fact that you noticed that and that your wisdom knows that it would probably benefit you to take some moments to just give the doing a break and the being an opportunity to kind of what I would call freshen your palate for life.
Okay. Yeah.
If you've eaten sushi, I mean, that's the whole thing about ginger. In between the sushis, it's to clear the palate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with human beings, is they need a moment of being, you know, in order to enjoy what's next.
Very interesting. I like that a lot.
Okay. So I told you that what I would share would fly in the face of probably everything that, you know, all the people that you're interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
If people really give it a chance, I think they'll see the merit in what I have to offer. Now, you asked for resources. It's not my resource, but there's some authors out there that point to this understanding that are working with Fortune 100 companies. And there's a couple books. One is called Invisible Power, and the authors are Ken Manning, Sandra Kroc, and Robin Sharman. So that would be one. The other book that I would recommend, again, they're all teaching the same understanding. So everything that I'm pointing to in our conversation, these people are also sharing, okay? And the other book I would recommend is called The Instant Motivation by Chantel Burns. She's out of the UK. And she also goes in to corporations and teams and works with them, bringing this understanding of the human dimension as the most leveraged way of helping organizations transform their companies.
Awesome. We will put those in the show notes so everyone can have access to those, as well as your LinkedIn and your website.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for being on Managing the Way. We've really enjoyed you being here and all of your insights.
Great. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course.
This podcast is proudly produced by Waypoint. What is Waypoint? Well, if you want to coach your team and not manage them, then Waypoint is worth checking out. Head over to waypointhq.com to learn more, or email me directly, mike@waypointhq.com, and I'll demo it for you myself. Thanks for listening.